Number one, what is your name, please?
Well, my name is Swamp Swami.
Number two.
My name is Swamp Swami, and I'm not a crook.
Number three.
Hey, my name is Swamp Swami. Y'all miss me yet? And will the real Swamp Swami please stand up?
Sports betting and personal bankruptcies are on the rise. A recent sports headline really caught my eye this past weekend. It said that sports betting on NFL games this fall is going to rise 30% over last year. Now, today's technology allows and even encourages sports wagering from the comfort of your very own home. Many are going to download an app onto their phone, which will allow nearly instantaneous wagering on the team that they expect to win, along with any number of possible in-game occurrences, which are called prop bets. Now, most of us are quite familiar with Super Bowl office pools, which randomly assign squares for Super Bowl scores. Then about 20 or 30 years ago, the Fantasy Football League started to proliferate, with more and more people getting involved and keeping up with the NFL on a weekly basis. See, we're all getting hooked. But more recently, wagering on NFL and college football games and many other sports has been legalized in 38 U.S. states, plus Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. State budgets want their share of this rapidly increasing pool of dollars coming from sports wagering as well. One study recently showed that more than 50 million Americans bet more than $16 billion, with a B, on February 2023's Super Bowl game alone. An online betting service during that period took more than 50,000 bets during 1 minute of that football game. A year ago, in July 2023, the American Psychological Association expressed concerns about the youthful 21 to 24-year-old age group being the fastest segment of sports gamblers. Impulsivity will drive some to gamble on such things as who wins the coin flip or how many field goals are going to be kicked during a particular game. Unlike the other types of addictions which have been studied for decades, the effects of this recent surge in sports betting are actually being researched in real time. Parents and schools often attempt to caution students with warnings about alcohol or tobacco and smoking and drug abuse, but sports betting and online gambling are becoming a growing issue among the younger adult population. Because temptation isn't far away. You just can't miss the blitz of television advertisements for the growing number of sports betting services every weekend. The internet has provided the potential for privacy and instantaneous sports betting opportunities for anybody who has a credit card available. Now, as I covered back in February of 2022, a growing number of sports talk radio stations around the United States are now being converted to 24/7 sports betting promotional tools as well. The BetQL network now features some 80 radio stations, mostly in cities which are home to major league sports franchises. For example, even though the state of Texas has yet to approve online sports betting, Houston radio station KIKK 650 AM dropped CBS Radio Sports a few years ago in favor of the BetQL network. Now, this daily radio schedule is nonstop talk, pumping up sports and, of course, the betting line information.
Excellent.
Houston gamblers, and not the former Spring Football League team, usually drive eastward to Lake Charles or up northeast to Shreveport in Louisiana to go place their bets. By the way, the BetQL system is available for the online sports betting in those approved states for as little as $19.99 a month for one sport. Not to be outdone, ESPN got into the act in early 2023. Penn Entertainment agreed to pay ESPN $1.5 billion over a 10-year period for their new marketing partnership. On the ESPN website, you might have noticed a new tab on the top for ESPN Bet. Now, there are similar providers, including BetMGM, FanDuel, DraftKings, and Caesars Sportsbook, among the others. Through the first 5 months of this year in 2024, the revenue generated by companies from sports betting in the 38 states plus D.C. and Puerto Rico reached $5.7 billion, an increase of nearly 25% over the same period in 2023, according to an industry promoter, the American Gaming Association. The states which have embraced sports gambling have generated new tax revenues for those states without their politicians having to go ask the voters for higher income taxes or sales taxes. The U.S. Census Bureau reported that sports betting generated $506 million in state tax revenues during the third quarter of 2023, and that was up 21% over the same quarter in 2022. You see the trends here. So the sports bettors are happy. Their online providers seem happy. The state revenues are up, so they're happy too. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah, plenty. A recent report from UCLA and USC showed a substantial increase in bankruptcy rates, debt collections, debt consolidation loans, and auto loan delinquencies have been occurring in the states which offer legal sports betting. What a surprise. Research indicated that people who engage in sports betting appear to develop gambling problems at particularly high rates. And sports gamblers are also at a high risk for mental health and substance abuse problems compared to the other types of gamblers. About 14% of sports bettors have reported thoughts of suicide, and 10% said that they had made a suicide attempt, according to one New Jersey research study. The executive director of the National Council of Problem Gaming has called this problem gambling issue a ticking time bomb. Unlike billions of federal dollars which are dedicated to drug, alcohol, and tobacco addictions, there is no federal funding currently earmarked for problem gambling research and treatment. One study of online sports gamblers indicated that 16% met clinical criteria for gambling disorders, and another 13% were showing signs of gambling problems. Young men in low-income communities have proven to be the most vulnerable, too. Those young men have experienced higher financial distress, higher rates of bankruptcy, more usage of consolidation and unsecured loans, and more credit card delinquencies than others in the states which have legalized sports gambling. When you have a lower credit score, you also find it more difficult to be approved for a home mortgage in the future, or an auto loan or a credit card. Though older research showed that only 1% of the U.S. population was dealing with a serious gambling problem, that percentage is likely on the upswing. Unfortunately, most people with gambling addictions, though, do not self-report or seek treatment, so the true number is likely much higher. If you need a bankruptcy lawyer, it's time to call 1-800-YO-MONEY. With Americans projected to spend a record $35 billion on legal bets during this NFL season alone, and that's up from $27 billion last year, business is now booming for personal bankruptcy attorneys. With online sports books making gambling easier and more accessible, some attorneys say that that has been pushing clients into Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Walter Metzen, a Detroit attorney, has watched clients blow through their 401k accounts by gambling and then later contemplating suicide. He said, "I never used to see this. This is a phenomenon of the last 5 years." And he added that problems are the most pronounced among men ages 21 to 35. Surprisingly, at least to me, debt related to gambling is traditionally dischargeable in bankruptcy hearings. The rationale is that gambling debt is not typically accrued in bad faith and is often discharged by many bankruptcy judges. Said the attorney Walter Metzen, "They intended to pay it off. They didn't gamble intending to lose." Well, that isn't always the case, though. In a recent ruling, a U.S. bankruptcy court in New Jersey declined to dismiss a sports gambling case, writing that, quote, "poor judgment does not translate to bad faith." So if you're going to gamble, I have some consensus tips I've consolidated for you. Here you go. If you or someone in your immediate family, though, has other addiction problems, the safest idea is to simply avoid sports betting altogether. For those who still wish to proceed, most professional services indicate that you should ease in slowly with a dollar amount that you could easily afford to lose. That makes sense. Your initial bankroll should be an amount of money within your means and that you are totally comfortable losing. So let's just say $100 for this NFL season. And yes, I really am that cheap. Once you set aside a bankroll to potentially lose, the professionals suggest that you should risk no more than 5% of that total amount on any one wager. So if you're starting the football season with that $100 bankroll, your biggest bet should be only $5. Now, if you should happen to end the season on the plus side, congratulations. But if you lost money, consider yourself fortunate to have minimized your losses in advance. You're going to learn a lot in the process. Much like drinking, the biggest problems seem to arise once a sports bettor begins to spend more and more money trying to cover his losses. Stick with your initial game plan. Never exceed your predetermined bankroll for the season and just accept the outcome at the end. And I'll add one more thing. If you stop enjoying watching the football games once you start doing this, stop immediately. It's not worth it. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, that's G-A-M-B-L-E-R, for crisis counseling and referral services. I'm Swamp Swami.